Hey there, dweeb. Get up. I don't care if you don't like being called a dweeb. Get up. No, nothing's wrong. I just need your sleeping bag. Yeah, I know you don't have another one. Don't care. Get out so I can have it. Hey, hey, hey. There's too much talking and not enough getting out. Now come on, get out. Give me a bag. No, I didn't bring a bag. Why would I do that when I knew I could take yours? That's what I said. I bought a pack with clothes and some food. I didn't want to lug a bag out into the woods. That's what you're here for. Yeah, no, that's not gonna work. I'm not sleeping on the dirt. Now, get out. No, that's not gonna work either. I can't take your sister's bag. Yeah, I know she's my friend, and the one that invited me out here tonight. That's not the issue. The issue is she didn't bring a bag either. She's sharing a sleeping bag with Randy. Looks like a sneaky little minx was crushing on him big time and planned this whole camping excursion to make a move on your friend. Okay, look. It's cold out here. The fire's starting to go down. I want to get to sleep. Now get out before I drag you out. That's better. You pre-warmed it for me. Thank you for that. Now, I suggest you huddle by the fire. It's gonna be pretty cold out tonight. Go away. I'm trying to sleep. What? I know it's cold out. I just said that it's cold out and it's gonna get colder. What's your point? Well then, why didn't you bring a jacket like I did? Here, use mine. Yeah, it is too small for you. Not my problem. Here. Take my hoodie too. This thermal sleeping bag is warm enough. I won't need it either. And you thought you'd have a nice warm sleeping bag is an acceptable excuse. You should always make contingencies when camping. You don't know what type of wild animals won't take your bag from you. No, you're not gonna die. Just stoke the fire a bit more. Fine, here. Climb in with me. Yes, I said climb in here with me. You don't want to freeze to death, do you? No, I'm not topless. I've still got my bra on. And so what if I was? Would you rather freeze to death? And I'm not getting out, so climb in. Come on, we'll share warmth. You'll be my hot water bottle, and I'll be yours. Why'd you climb in like that, facing away from me? No, it's not more comfortable. Where are you gonna put your arms? That's gotta be uncomfortable for you. Now, turn around. You heard me. Turn around. Well, since you're being so stubborn. Now stay still. What am I doing? I'm gonna climb on you. Now don't be silly. I know it's cold, and I'm not stupid. I know you're cold too. The heat you're gonna get from your sleeping bag isn't gonna be enough. So, let me be your weighted blanket. Stay still. Well, look at that. You're blushing. Why? Is this the first time for you? I'm just gonna keep you warm. That's all. Here, let me move your face. Why? You're shy? Okay, dude. There's nothing to be shy about. Now come here. Stay still. If you don't stay still, I'm gonna bother you and suffocate you. Well, stop getting away from me. Alright, that's it. I told you to stop moving around, right? Now stay still. Me, as your weighted blanket, will keep you warm and cozy. You're so little. You fit so well, all snuggled up to me like you are. I wasn't picking on you about being small. I said it's a good thing. How's that picking on you? Okay, you're not really that small. But underneath me, you do look a little smaller than usual. Just stay that way. I'm trying to keep you warm. No reason to be shy. You'll need all the heat you get. You have a right to assume that I was picking on you by calling you small. But I wasn't. I was just saying that because I think you're a good friend within my arms right now. Now, wrap your arms around me and keep burying your head into my chest. What's that? You can't breathe? Well, isn't that a good thing? That means I'm really keeping you warm. Now just stay still. I'll move a bit if you really need to breathe. It's okay. Go ahead. You feel warm to me. And I took your pillow. It's only fair to let you use me to rest and keep you warm too. So go ahead and stay comfortable there. That's right. That feels good, doesn't it? Now go to sleep. Why should I stop? Does it feel bad? Am I hurting you? Then why should I stop? You just said it feels really good. Plus, I'm helping you to go to sleep. Now go to sleep. Now, yes, you already know it's chilly, and you're very warm. Doesn't it help you to stay warm with my hand on your back? Then stop. Talking. Go to sleep. Yes, honey. That's right. I've moved down, and I'm kissing the top of your forehead. No. That's not to help you sleep or for warmth. It's because I like you. That's right. Why do you sound so shocked? I've been trying to get you to notice me for over a year now. Why do you think I come over to your house so often? It's not my sister. She's too distracted by her newest crush all the time to want to spend much time with me. I come over so I can be near you. And yeah, I do pick on you. You won't pay attention to me otherwise. It didn't start that way, now did it? But you just sort of hid in your room whenever I came over. It was cute, but exasperating. So, I had to start pushing my way into your life. Yeah, this camping trip wasn't your sister's idea. It was mine. I got her to go along with it because she thought your friend Randy was really cute. That's right. Not being a sleeping bag was intentional. He gave your sister that move. How else could I get you here? And this is right where I want you to be. Oh, come on now, honey. Don't try to tell me that you don't like this. Don't try to pretend that you haven't been paying attention to me. I see you staring when you think I'm not looking. And when I tease you, I see you blush when you're trying to look upset. You've been dreaming about this moment for a long time, haven't you? Okay. Now that you know how I feel, I'll stop picking on you quite as much. Well, if you want me to stop picking on you altogether, you're going to have to give me something in return. I can't just give that away for free, can I? What can you give me? How about... You think you can afford that? Well, good. Then I think we've made a successful arrangement. You give me this. And instead of calling you names and belittling you all the time, I'll give you this instead. Does that work for you? That's good. Because I like the arrangement too. I might still poke at you from time to time. You're still so adorable when you're flustered and red. But, and this is important, whenever I do, I'll make sure to follow it up with a couple of kisses. Okay? That should make an even value. What do you think? Yeah, I thought so too. So, honey, are you going to be good for me now and stop hiding from me every time I come over? Which will be a lot more often now. Good. Then be my good little dweeb and go to sleep. Nope, I don't owe you a kiss. Because I didn't pick on you. I told you, being little is a good thing. You fit really, really nicely in my arms. Dweeb isn't an insult either. I like dweebs. Well, I like one dweeb in particular. You're my little dweeb, and I don't want you to ever change. But, and this isn't an admission that I was picking on you, but it's just because I think you really want it badly. Now, rest here in my chest tonight. I'll hold you and keep you warm all night. And And I don't care if you're getting suffocated. And that's more like a you problem. You're the one who's putting your face too close. Maybe you should keep your distance if you really